Yes.
I don't have a dial tone. I don't have anything. Doesn't dial. Where does the phone go? Right here.
Huh?
Oh. Well, it's not showing on his.
It's a little bit delayed.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
That's all I want to make sure we're ready.
All right. Welcome. Today is the 11th day of August, 2026, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We're actually a couple minutes late. I apologize. We wanted to make sure the camera was working. This is a regular meeting of the Uinta County Commission being held at the Commission Chambers in Vernal, Utah. We have before us today some pretty ladies. I do have one change to our schedule or to our agenda. On item number 5, it's allocation of mineral lease funds of state off-state lands. That is incorrect. It's the Secure Rural Schools Act allocation from the U.S. Forest Service. I didn't catch that until today. I apologize for that. Okay, we have Sherry Bolton for the prayer, and I will be leading you in the Pledge of Allegiance. Amen. All right, please rise. Move your covers. Have one. Follow me and pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Sherry. All right. We have a introduction to a new employee. Commissioner Norton.
Yes, we would like to welcome Heather Barnes. She is the new executive assistant that will be in our office, and we're so happy to have her. She just started yesterday, so if you would like, you can come up and introduce yourself and say a few words. Mm-hmm. Is it on? Push the button there. Now try it.
No. No. No light.
It should turn red.
Oh, maybe it's on now.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Heather Barnes. I've lived in the basin pretty much since I was 14. We moved away for a long time and then moved back about 8 years ago. I have two daughters. My husband is born and raised from Vernal, and we have three dogs and a cat.
Thank you.
We welcome you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, he has an introduction.
Are you sure? Okay, Mr. Wilkins, please bring your new gentleman forth. I'll get it together in a minute.
Commissioners, I would like to welcome
Mari
Bergman. He's our new comptroller for the auditor's office in the county. And welcome him and let him tell a little bit about himself.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be here and for the opportunity for employment. I am new to Vernal. I started work here yesterday. Look forward to many years here. I'm moving to Vernal from Blanding, kind of packing stuff up a little bit at a time. The reason that I'm coming here, I'm actually getting married to a Vernal gal. She used to be a Blanding gal, and I cannot convince her to move back.
Good choice. Good woman.
She's established some roots here pretty quickly. So, anyways, glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Congratulations, and welcome
to
our
you.
Community.
Yes.
We appreciate it. All right, our next order, our first order of business is going to be approval of the minutes from August 4th Commission, August 5th Work Session, and August 6th Public Hearing. Do I have a motion?
I've looked over there. Those all make a motion that we approve the minutes of August 4th, August 5th, and August 6th Public Hearing.
All right, any questions, comments, or concerns? Without any, I'll call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Next is Mr. Wilkins with the approval of the warrants.
Okay, Commissioners, I have warrants from August 6th in the amount of, good thing you're sitting down today, this was a big one, $2,066,221.51. There was several big ones in here that was one-time ones. The first one is... a vehicle for the Sheriff Department for $58,460. And UBAG, another one for the pass-through of the Lucky Acres subdivision that is being funded by a grant, $586,703. And we also had some equipment that was purchased for the Road Department, one for $262,000 and one for $138,870. Pull those two out, it wouldn't have been quite as bad a check run.
Alrighty, we'll go for a motion.
Motion that we approve the list of warrants as presented.
Any questions, concerns, or comments? Without any, I'll call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Any tax matters today?
I do not have any.
Alright, there'll be no tax matters today. Now comes my favorite part. I don't know if you've noticed, but I have some beautiful ladies sitting here in the front row. I have Tessa Barton, who is the Miss Uinta County volunteer. Come forth. Thank you. And then we have teen volunteer Giselle Berman. Y'all act like you're embarrassed. You've had to do this a lot. Come on. And volunteer Princess Ashley Olson. Congratulations. Thank you very much. And you're not getting away easy.
Yes.
Each of you get to tell us a little while idea of what your platform is and what you're thinking.
Yes. So my SERV initiative is...
Yeah, have you go over to the microphone, please.
So my SERV initiative is the Takedown Project, and I'm focusing on creating gear lockers within the high school and the middle schools here in the county. I have noticed a significant financial heavy hardness from being an athlete myself and a high school official. I ref wrestling, and so I've seen kids walk out onto the wrestling mat without proper equipment. And so I'm trying to eliminate those funds so people can wrestle and find their love in wrestling just like I did 5 years ago.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
I also just had a bingo night last week, and I'm really happy to announce that I raised $1,200 to kickstart those.
Wonderful.
That's neat. Awesome.
It won't go far, but it'll go.
It will go. That's about five pairs of wrestling shoes. So
good. Good. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm Giselle, and my platform is Confidence Through Motion, and my goal is to find teens and just anyone through any age to find motion and any, like, physical activity that you can get, like, moving. It doesn't have to be anything, like, hard. Like, one thing I do is dance. I'm on the drill team at the high school, and I've been dancing, like, my whole life, and I want to bring, like, physical activity to other people, but like I realize not everyone likes dance. Like, there's other things you can do, and throughout any age too. So like, I'm gonna go to like the old folks home and help them get physically active by just doing activities. I'm gonna set up like things at the rec center I can do. And yeah, my goal is just to help people get physically active, because when you get physically active, it helps your emotional state. Thanks.
Wonderful.
Very good.
Do you need some music to give us a demonstration of your dancing? She's scared now.
Well, my platform is Read to Lead, and I want to be involved with local elementary schools and encourage kids not just to read but to love reading, because you can say, I read, but you can't be like, oh, I paid attention and I love this. So I want to have kids love to read.
Great.
Very good.
All three of you have great platforms. We really appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah. Now comes my favorite part. Line up here. We're going to come down there and have a picture with you. Or three or four. One of the benefits I have sitting in this chair is I get to see what we're projecting. Guess what, folks? They're a lot prettier in public than they are on the TV.
Just a little
thank
comment.
Thank you, ladies. Yes.
I ran for Miss Uinta County when I was young, and I was the first attendant. So I appreciate all the hard work you put in, and I know it's not easy.
Is that all?
That's it.
Oh, well, that was easy. Okay. We'll move along then. Thank you very much. Allocation of the Secure Rural Schools Act. This act, noticed as SRS, was reinstated by Congress at the last year for last year and this year.
24.
No, let me rephrase that. 24 and 25. The allocation that we are expecting, the preliminary have given us $367,048.75. We have allocated 85%, or I am suggesting we allocate 85% to public schools and roads under Title I, and Title III to the county for 7%. And then there's one special project under Title II that we have to get with the Forest Service to get their approval, and that'll be an 8% for a total of 100%.
Commissioner, may yes. I interrupt?
Yes.
We need to have more discussion on that.
Huh?
We've never given it to the schools. This money goes to a special service district.
Or the fire district?
Or the fire or animal control. Not to go against schools, but schools...
They have changed the rules this year. That's why it's being allocated the way it is.
So you're giving it to the schools?
It does go to special service districts. That is correct. And I stand corrected on that. It's special service transportation, and the county funds will get the 7%.
Can we maybe table this?
We need to have more discussion on that, please.
Here comes the man who handles our money.
No, that's who's got the money right
now. Jeremy Raymond, Uinta Fire District. Commissioners, this is PILT. This is PILT money. This is not SRS money. This is PILT money that comes from DWR, State Lands, CITLA Lands. This is the information that I received from Mike that was
Mike
deposited.
Is incorrect. This is the SRS.
That was deposited.
For the Forest Service.
Into the fire district account, and then the commissioners decide where that money goes. And so,
come read it, Mike. It's changed. That is everything you need to know right there.
Probably.
All right, we'll table that till next week. Thank you. And thank you for being willing to do that. Okay, resolution 08-11-2026-R1, Centrally Assessed Cross Appeals. Mr. Wilkins, are you going to handle that? And you thought you could sit down and relax.
Yes, Commissioners, Resolution 811-2016-R1. This is allows the county to cross-appeal centrally assessed properties, which for these ladies here that don't understand, centrally assessed properties is any property that crosses a county line or a state line is assessed by the property tax division. We don't value them. The tax commission does. These companies have appealed. In order for us to appeal, to have any standing, we have to do a cross appeal. So that's the resolution I'm presenting today. There are five companies that have appealed: Mid-America Pipeline LLC, Ramsey Hill Exploration LLC, Chipita Processing LLC, Raven Ridge Pipeline, and SM Energy Company. In order for us to have a standing in those appeals, we have to have a resolution passed by the governing body to allow us to cross appeal on those. So I present that resolution to you for your approval, please.
Thank you. All right, any questions, comments, or concerns? If not, I will call for a motion.
I would make the motion that we approve resolution 08-11-2026-R1 as presented.
Call for a motion or a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Passes. All right. One announcement. We have a public hearing on Thursday this week, day after tomorrow, pertaining to the change of government that will be held at the Tridell Fire Station and Monday at 7 in this office. The one here will be televised, or however they do this. So please, if you have any interest, questions, or concerns, please come forth. There's a time to ask questions or make comments. We are not deciding one way or another. This is an item that will be on the ballot. And with that, I will call for anyone who would like to make a public comment. Anybody want to make a public comment? Okay, I see none. With that, one of the commissioners has a statement to say. This is a chair to see, or the race to see who wins. Who's got a statement? We are adjourned. We lost out. Okay, thank you.